Okay, so in the middle of Siman Reish Mem Ches, we're going to do Sif Dalet. Reish Mem Ches Dalet. Okay, so we've been discussing boarding a ship. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is okay. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday generally is not okay, except for the exceptions. Okay, Gimel, which we're skipping for right now, but tomorrow talks about getting on the boat actually on Shabbos itself, which is a very interesting, but it's very complicated. We're gonna put that on hold. And Dalet relates more to Aleph and Beis than Gimel does. Let's see Dalet. Hayotzim by Shayara Bamidbar. Someone's going. They're going on a trip. So in the olden days, they did not have planes. They did not have trains. They had these caravans of people that would go from one place to the other. It was dangerous to go by yourself. There was wild animals. There's bandits. There's all sorts of things. So they would go. I don't know if they were going necessarily by foot. They could be going by horse and buggy, but it's not something you wanted to do by yourself. So Yotzim b'Shayara b'Midbar. They're going in a caravan into the wilderness, into the desert. V'kol Yodim she'en tzichim mechal Shabbos. Now they know that they're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. Mishra points out Sif Katan Chafei. It doesn't matter what kind of chal Shabbos, even if we're talking about chal Shabbos durabanan. Okay, which we're going to discuss. Oh, this is very interesting. Someone just told me at the wedding tonight that their son needed surgery. And because of what we learned, they were told, or I don't know if he looked it up or he asked the Shaila, he was told in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it wasn't emergency surgery, that he should do the surgery Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or possibly Wednesday, it's a machlokes, and not Friday, Thursday, and possibly Wednesday. Because of this issue. Either because there was chil, he had to stay overnight in the hospital, there was going to be chil Shabbos involved. Either his own chol Shabbos or a guy's chol Shabbos. When you're dealing with a chola, it's going to be mutter. When you're dealing with a chola, as someone who's sick, but he did his homework. I said, oh, that's a sugya of mamish learning now, and he wanted to do the surgery Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but the doctor only does surgery on Friday, so he was stuck. Okay, so if the only time you do it on Friday, you do it on Friday. But if you have the choice, you pick to do it earlier in the week rather than later in the week. Okay, right. So now we're going, guys going in with a caravan through the wilderness. And they're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos on some level. Because of the danger. What does it mean, Mechal Shabbos? It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have to light fires and write. But you're not allowed to walk outside of the tchum. They're going from city to city. They're out of the tchum. So wherever we're going to learn this when we get to tchum. But wherever you spend Friday evening, bein hashmashas, that's your tchum now. That's not your tchum. That's where you're called koine shvisa. That's your home. Now, if it's not in a city, so your home is like dalet amos, and then you're allowed to walk another 2,000 amos. But if this is a group of people going from country A to country B, or city A to city B, through a desert, they're not hanging out on Shabbos, they're not doing 2,000 amos. They're going. So you're going to have to go outside of the tchum, your personal tchum. Your personal tchum is 2,000 amos from wherever you settled Friday evening. So for sure you're going to have to violate Shabbos in terms of tchumim. You can't stay there by yourself. It's dangerous. You follow?
Yeah, but how are you allowed to?
Okay, so let's see. So therefore, so like we said, you're right. 3 days before Shabbos, machlokes if it's Friday, Thursday, machlokes if Wednesday is included or not. Let's just say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because it makes it easier. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's also because Wednesday, Thursday, I have to be thinking about Shabbos. This Shabbos, I have to worry about Shabbos. Where am I going to be? Am I going to be in a situation that's going to force me to Mechal Shabbos? I can't put myself in that situation. You can't go with them. Uviyom Rishon, Uvisheni, Uvishlishi, Mutalotzes. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm allowed to go with them. Why? I don't have to think about next Shabbos. I'm still digesting the cholent from last Shabbos. I'm thinking about last Shabbos. Oh, but it's going to come Shabbos and I'm going to be in the desert and I'm going to have to violate Issa Tchumen to go with everybody else? Yes, but at that point it's Pikuach Nefesh. And you're allowed to go with everybody else. Let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavav. Kvar nisbar atam, mishum deim nikroim al shem Shabbos ha'avar, because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered after post Shabbos. The ain't certainly are after Shlivoli Dechil Shabbos Abba. And I don't have to think about next Shabbos. I don't have to worry how I'm going to keep Shabbos next week. I don't have to worry about it. It's not on my mind. It doesn't have to be on my mind. I'm still thinking about last Shabbos. What a great chont it was, and looking forward to eating the leftovers. Uve Knesses Hagdola Kasa B'Shem Ari Ben Leib De Kishiyodea Bevade. This is Naftali actually asked this question when we did Sif Aleph. The Kishiyodea Bevade Shiyavu Dechil Shabbos Aser Af Bechia Gavna. So he wants to say, Natalia asked this question. What we discussed up to now, we said you can't go on the boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You can't go on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because it might be Pikuach Nefesh, you have to eat Dorecha Shabbos. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you already have to concentrate on Shabbos, don't get on the boat. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't have to worry about it, you can't get on the boat. And Natalia said, is that only if you might have to be Mechal Shabbos on the boat, because it might be a Pikuach Nefesh situation? Or if it's for sure going to be a Pikuach Nefesh situation, then for sure you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So the boat was only a suffix. We don't know for sure if it's going to be a Pikuach Nefesh situation that he has to be Daicha Shabbos. Just on a boat, it could happen. It's something that, it's a likely scenario. Likely enough that you shouldn't get on that boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's it. But over here, he's for sure going to be in a Pikuach Nefesh situation. He's for sure going to be in a Mechal Shabbos. So maybe the same rules don't apply. This whole Yisoda of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday versus Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's a Balamor by the boat. The whole boat story is a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, it's Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't have to worry about it. But now he's saying if it's for sure going to happen, then even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't go on this trip. So it says, "Can I say go? Because of Shem Ari Ben Leib, they are bevad Shiva Dechal Shabbos. Also, Af Bechia Gavne, even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. V'chin Kasev Ari Vaz. V'apiza Somchin Achshav. So what do people do? So he says, so people that puts people in a difficult scenario. Like in the olden days, it was hard to get from place to place. You needed to go with these groups, and people don't want to sit in the desert for 24 hours of Shabbos. I mean." The Goyim have no reason to do that. And I guess they didn't have, you know, it was before they had from Hasa'ot all over the world. So what do people do? They're not allowed to go if they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, Al-Pizah Somchen Akshah Shemesaknim Ba'atzen Ksash Shlo Lechal Shabbos Kedei Shlo Ye'isla Mafreya Al-Mashi Yotza. So they go on the trip, and then when comes Shabbos, even though they're in a Pikuach Nefesh type of situation, they're not Mechal Shabbos. Which is not poshut, because if you're in a Pikuach Nefesh situation, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. You don't have the option. He doesn't have the option to die or be Mechal Shabbos. He must be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life. Now, it's not a... Now, even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, a person has to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Now, here it's not Vada, he's not definitely going to die, whatever, but people do things that they wouldn't normally do because they know that they're not allowed to leave. Why are they not allowed to leave? They might have to be Mechal Shabbos. So, here... They put themselves in a situation where they make sure not to be Mechal Shabbos, even though halachically they're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. So that retroactively wasn't a problem to go with the group. Right. So Dishu asks Akasha, how are you allowed to do that? He says, if a person endangers his life, he's Chayim Misa. So he brings that from Rabbi Moshe because it's not Amish Pikuach Nefesh. It's something that, like,
so they have
the whole Pikuach Nefesh situation. There's people who are Amish Pikuach Nefesh. They need to be worked on immediately or they're going to die. Then there's a lot of things that are like, you know, it's a quasi Pikuach Nefesh.
They have to stay there?
Yes, I don't know if that's what he started talking about. It's hard to believe that they're really going to stay by this thing by themselves and then for 25 hours by themselves in the middle of a desert or in the middle of a jungle. And then what? And then they try to catch, like, how does that work? He started talking about that scenario. It just doesn't... I mean, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. I don't know. So he says that they go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Machaber says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're allowed to leave. Now here he's talking about where... Kol Yod Devadi Atim Mechal Shabbos. So the Mishavur is bringing down a Chumrah that they're not going to go even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday when they know they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Reben Lev, the Radvaz, Knesset Agdola. But the Mechaber doesn't hold like that. I mean, the Mishavur seems to be going with the Machmir. Machaber says he can go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mutu lot says v'im achekach yera lo sakana, and then afterwards happens a sakana v'itzach lechal Shabbos. And he asked him Michal Shabbos with day pikuach nefesh mutter ve'in kachilu. He's allowed to Michal Shabbos, not called chilu Shabbos. Mishua sivkat achav zayim v'machakach ye'era. Rav Tzulam came and dimameila nisbav adavar levasof v'onesh pikuach nefesh ein kachilu. Since it happened by itself, it's onus pikuach nefesh. It's not considered chilu Shabbos. Then he says, "Upashit the lekule yama osur la lavtiach l'shayara be'eshi yistati v'imam she'isayim be'ezas yis me'acha b'shabbos." So for sure, when he joins a group, he can't tell them, he can't agree to do any work for the group on Shabbos. That's for sure. I feel me'acha derabanan v'av shayidezet tisbatel nisiyashelo. Even if they won't take him on the trip, that's not, he can't do that. There he's making an explicit tonight he's going to be Michal Shabbos. That he's not allowed to do. So then how can he go with the group? What's the difference in that and the group where he vade has to be over an Issa Tchumen? I don't know. Maybe there's a difference between Tchum and other things. Maybe Tchum is more Mako. Okay, not sure. We have to put that question in. Put that question on hold. Right, this is a very interesting. Machaber continues. Va'ole le'eretz Yisrael. One who's going on aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Im nizdanu lo shayara. If he gets a caravan going. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. Kevin de dvar mitzvah hu yachol lifrosh. Since he's dealing with a dvar mitzvah, to go to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So therefore, he's allowed to leave even Erev Shabbos. And then, like we said before, Posek Imam Lishbos. Now, I don't know, again, like practically speaking, like he's supposed to make a deal with them that they're going to stop. V'im acha shiba midbar lo yitzu lishbos. And then, at the end, they don't want to stop. Lo yitzu lishbos, they don't want to stop with him. Yochol lo lechas imam. He can go with them. Chutz tchum, outside the tchum. Why? Because it's pikuach nefesh. However, let's say they get into a different city on Shabbos, and nichnas le'ir achas b'Shabbos, so there's no problem of tchumen within a city. So mahalach is kula, he's allowed to walk through the entire city. Va'afilu hinichu michutz le'ir rotzei kanzir mutter, and even if he's outside the city to go into the city, he's still allowed to go the whole city on Shabbos. They came into the dvar mitzvah, not like since he went on a dvar mitzvah. This is all tchumen, which we'll get to in Chelek Dalet. Yeishlo alpayim am l'chol ruach, so he has alpayim am l'chol ruach, and he can go the whole city. Actually, I don't know if he can go the whole city in that case. Okay, let's see. This is a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. So first, very interesting shaila. What does it mean he's going to Eretz Yisrael? What's the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael? You move to Eretz Yisrael, you live in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Okay, that's a mitzvah. Okay, that's all discussion what kind of mitzvah it is. The Machlokes, Ramban, Rama, Moshe, the Chiyam, Kiyam. So Moshe says it's a Kiyam mitzvah. It's not that a person not necessarily chayav to do it, but it's a Kiyam mitzvah. Fine. What about going on a trip? 2 weeks. I can go to Miami for 2 weeks. I can go to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. Is there a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks? Or no, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chav Ches. Ha'ol of Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Omrim Dainu Davka Kedei Lisiyah Sheva. You have Mishnah Sivkat and Chav Ches? The fan keeps blowing the Yesh Omrim Dainu Davka Kedei Lisiyah Sheva. The mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. Don't tell me coming for 2 weeks. Going 2 weeks, you might as well go to Paris. Even if you're leaving, it's still a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael temporarily. Why? This is why I asked this at the Shabbos table to hear what everyone has to say. One of the kids threw this out right away. Yaakov Moshe threw this out right away. Chazal say to walk dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So when you go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, you're walking many dalet amos. So it's a mitzvah. So Dir Shusa wants to say, Davka Kshem Chavin the Kaimbazas Mitzvahs Yishiv Eretz Yisrael. I guess by walking through Eretz Yisrael. Ulam Imenoseh Rak Bishul the Tayel, he's just going stam on a trip. Kasa Shulchan Aruch Rav Sheyesh this Stapik Im Yesh Mitzvah Badava Benisha Betzarachin. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is not convinced, he leaves it with the Tzarachin. Even according to the Shita, the Dalai Lama Shita. Okay, the Ramah has a very liberal definition of a Dvar Mitzvah, so going to Eretz Yisrael even for a couple of weeks is going to fit into the Ramah's liberal definition of Dvar Mitzvah. You have to make a deal with them that they're going to stop on Shabbos. And here the Psika is Likuva. If they don't agree to stop, then he can't go with them. As opposed to, we said about the boat in Sif Aleph, he has to make a posik im yishbos, and if they don't lo yishbos in bekach klum, and the Mishabruah said on that, the skimu rov achronim at the end of Mishabruah Sif Katan Gimel, the psiki rak le mitzvah ba'alma ve'in ma'akev. If the guy doesn't want to stop, he tells you straight out, I'm not stopping. That's okay. Okay, so there it's not li'ikuva, and here it is li'ikuva. What's the difference? We have to see the Bir Halacha. That we're going to save for tomorrow. Okay, weiter. Right, nowadays you book a trip somewhere with a travel group. A group, not you're not the only one. It's a group. Okay, I want you to stop on Shabbos. Like, we don't stop on Shabbos. Like, there's no, like, he promised, he didn't listen. Like, there's no such thing. Like, this is the itinerary. It's not up for discussion. So, by the boat, it's okay. Because it's for the mitzvah, not li'ikuva. It's not ma'akir. It's not going to, it doesn't prevent him from going on the trip. But here it does prevent him from going on the trip. Why? We're going to see tomorrow in Bir Halacha, uposikim on this boat. Now, after they're in the desert, the group doesn't want to stop, which I don't see why they possibly would want to stop. So, you know, not Jewish, why should they? So, you can go with them, outside the tchum, they pikuach nefesh. We already read this. Okay, Mishabur Sivkatan Lamed Aleph, he can't go with them forever. There's different types of tchumin. Mishmur continuing Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Ad sheyegil makom sheein sham chashash sakonas nefashos v'yiparibim v'yishbel sham v'yishlo misham apayim l'chol ruach. Wherever he, if they get to a city or an oasis in the desert, a place where it's not pikuach nefesh, whatever the pikuach nefesh situation is in wherever they are, he gets to a place where there is no pikuach nefesh, so he has to stop there. He can't continue with them. He has from that point, he has. Usually a person who goes outside the chum only has Dalai Hamas. Imamish can't move. He can go 6 to 8 feet in each direction. That's it. He can't move on Shabbos. But Avir, because he went with permission, he was allowed to go. He was allowed to go originally. Then it was Pikoch Nefesh. He was allowed to continue. So then he has 2,000 Amas in every direction. Okay, then we said if he goes into a city on Shabbos, he can walk through the whole city. Okay, same thing you said before. Even if they leave him outside the city, he wants to go into the city, is mutter, the cave, and the dvar mitzvah nafak. He has alpayim amal charuach, and that will allow him, usually again he's stuck to his dalet amas, but because he left for dvar mitzvah, that will allow him to go into the city. He has alpayim amal, that will get him into the city. Okay. To be continued tomorrow.